What's up, Titans Nation? We're back here in the Players Lounge. Jason McCourty here with George Wilson. You know, we're coming to you weekly, giving you the inside perspective of our past game and giving you a little outlook of what's to come. So we're going to dive right into it. Yesterday played a tough San Diego team, was finally able to pull out the victory. Similar game last week, back and forth, both teams throwing blows, but we were able to finish this one.
Yeah, it was a very emotional victory for our team, you know, a big confidence booster, you know, in the locker room after the Houston game and in meetings all this week. We all talked about we just needed one more play from one phase, you know, offense, defense, or special teams. And yesterday, defense had to go out there, win the four-minute situation to get the ball back.
Yep.
And Jake did a heck of a job making the moving the ball, moving the chains,
and
getting the ball
yards
to the open guy with no timeouts. No timeouts. And then Hunter, his first career catch.
The rookie game stepping up big. Yeah, it was definitely a nice one. And like you said, very emotional. The team's going to really grow from that game. So just to give you guys a little bit of what's going on around our division, the AFC South, we have some ups and downs. Jacksonville now 0-3, losing to Seattle. We had Indianapolis go down to San Francisco.
Big win for them.
I saw some of the highlights there. It looked good.
Yeah, they did. Really, you know, they did a great job of containing Kaepernick all day. Ahmad Bradshaw had a big day on the ground.
Yep.
Along with you know, their new trade acquisition this week. You know, got him a first career coach touchdown as well.
I've seen that.
You know, for them guys to go out there on the West Coast and win in a hostile environment like San Francisco, you know, really shows the growth and maturity of their ball club. And, you know, which just shows you how important each and every victory is. You know, it's a three-way tie now in the AFC South. And, you know, every game is important because you never know how it's going to play out at the end of the season.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, three-way tie with Houston losing to Baltimore. So the division's getting real competitive, and it's going to look good coming down the stretch. So some real surprising games, too. I was up watching that Sunday night game. Pittsburgh now 0-3.
So 0-3.
Not used to seeing that.
Not at all. You know. You know, I don't know what the mood is in that locker room, but, you know, just seeing Coach Tomlin on TV, we know that, you know, he's not a guy that makes excuses, and he's going to do whatever he can to try to get the Steelers back on track.
No doubt about it. The Giants now 0-3, Washington.
I mean, you're a Northeast guy. Like, what are the people in New York saying right now about the Giants?
You know those Northeast fans, they're killing them. Whenever a team up there is doing bad, they're going to let you know, and they're going to say it loud, and they're going to be really for lack of better words, they're going to use a lot of those bad words to get their point across. So Giants 0-3, Washington 0-3, Minnesota 0-3. So I think it's a lot of NFC teams right now that were in the playoffs last year combined for, I think, three wins, except one of those NFC teams. So it's been a struggle for some teams. But some of the other surprises are Miami and Kansas City.
Right, especially Miami. You know, coming from Buffalo, Miami was a division opponent for us. And to see those guys, you know, rally around, you know, a new regime down there to get the victory against the high-powered offense in the Atlanta Falcons yesterday, and to be able to close it out.
Yep.
You know, you know, they're definitely making a lot of noise down there in South Beach.
Yeah, it's crazy. Every Sunday, you never know. Any given Sunday.
Any given Sunday. Any given Sunday.
Seeing your old team play yesterday versus the Jets, our upcoming opponent. What'd you think?
Man, I thought they had a chance. You know, they were down early. They fought back to tie it up. But, you know, Geno Smith and those New York Jets are finding a way to get it done. It seems like Smith and Holmes have seen the guy together. You know, he got a 100-yard receiving game and a touchdown, big touchdown.
Yeah.
You know, those guys, you know, seem to be doing, surprising a lot of people with being 2-1, especially after starting a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, definitely. And Stephen Hill also had a big game receiving over 100 yards. Powell also had, I think, about 150 yards on the ground. So definitely going to be some challenges for us upcoming, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But as you know, it's like that every Sunday. So time to prepare, get back to work, and get ready for these Jets this week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a physical ball game, our second home game here at LP Field, and we must continue to protect our house. So
you have to.
Looking forward to another big game, you know, in all three phases this week.
Definitely, and the fans were much appreciated this past Sunday. It was nice to come back home and hear those cheers and get rid of some of those boos from the prior week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the 12th man was in full effect yesterday.
Definitely.
Well, thanks again for tuning in to the Players Lounge. We'll see you next time.